The Sandy City Council voted unanimously last night to amend city ordinances allowing unrestricted carrying of firearms in public places within city limits. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Nicole Martin is the spokeswoman for the city. She says the council and city officials are not trying to make a statement about gun control.
We know this can be an emotional issue, and we want it clear that this is an issue that the state has specifically said cities are not to be involved in.
Martin says it was time for the council to re-examine the ordinance as mandated in state law, and a recent letter to the city from the Second Amendment Foundation sped up the process. Miko Temsky is the group's general counsel. He says the foundation's mission is to inform the public on gun rights issues and to make sure cities are complying with state laws.
What we end up with if we don't do this is confusion on what cities can do and confusion on what people can do in these different cities. And that ends up really chilling people's rights.
Miriam Walkingshaw is the president of Utah Parents Against Gun Violence. She says it's unfortunate that the well-funded minority voice overpowers the moderate majority.
You know, if you're concerned about this issue, and if you do want to try to make a difference, talk to your state representative, because that's where all the policy decisions are made in Utah.
The city council made no changes in Tuesday night's meeting to codes it controlling what a person can legally do once they remove a gun from its holster. Bob Nelson, KUER News.